So, here's the latest from the box office wars. Top of the heap, as Mark Maron.
Top of the top of the junk heap is Alamo.
Well, yeah. The Passion did what 17 point something million dollars, and did quite well. The biggest disappointment of the weekend, as Mark very correctly points out, is the Alamo, the big movie that couldn't.
Remember the maybe not. Right, remember to wait for DVD.
The $100 million epic, and I use that term very loosely. Was tied for third place, I believe it was $9.2 million, and it was tied for third place with the Johnson Family Vacation, which was the thing with Cedric the Entertainer, all right? Now, the Alamo cost $100 million.
Yeah.
Cedric's flick cost $12
million. Right.
They both grossed the same amount of money.
Yeah.
You tell me who's feeling good, Fox or Disney.
Yeah, I guess that would be Fox, right? That's the right answer, right?
Yeah,
the answer, right?
I would say Fox.
Oh, man,
Fox
that's two
right
for me
answer.
Today. I got attacked, and I answered that question. Yeah.
There you go. Another week, and they'll make their money back on Cedric's flick. I don't know how long they'll be. I think the Alamo will be on DVD.
It's very hard to imagine how anybody wanted to pour that kind of money into the Alamo, because nobody outside America wants to see that.
Well, I would imagine that the Mexican population is not that excited about
maybe
that.
Maybe someone didn't tell them that the Latinos are now the, kind of the largest
they do win,
minority
right?
Yeah.
In the U.S. Yeah, they do win.
But ultimately, in the long haul, they didn't win.
It sounds terrible. It sounds really boring. I had much more fun. I took my kids to see a German vaudeville cabaret with people who played table tennis by spitting the balls across a table.
And
Well, I think, I saw an adult version of that once.
It was very adult. The great thing about it was that you would have enjoyed it.
No, the one that I saw, they were nude, and the balls were coming out of someplace else.
Yeah.
This was close.
Yeah?
Really?
This was close.
What'd your kids think of it?
At one point, one of them turned to me and said, I thought this was supposed to be for children.
Really?
Because they thought it was too sexy.
They're actually censoring themselves, like
there
mom.
There was a very incredibly sexy female gymnast who was, sort of, you know, who was writhing around the stage in a sort of black kind of strappy kind
your kid?
Of bondage outfit.
How old's your kid?
One's seven, one's five.
Which one said that?
The seven-year-old.
Oh, you're in trouble.
But he got really into the slapstick stuff. No, it was interesting.
But he saw the half-naked woman and said, oh, no, this is horrible.
No, he didn't think it was horrible. But on the other hand, my five-year-old on the left was like clapping like mad.
Oh, really?
He's like, yeah, yeah, more,
yeah, yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's going to be the one you're going to have to watch out for.
But it was good. It was a very European kind of show, and as much as it was funny and slapstick and silly and goofy and completely appealed to children's sense of the absurd.
You mean not that great?
But no, but was also incredibly sexy for adults.
So it's all ages. That's good.
You would have liked it. I actually thought of you while I was there. It's called Vivace.
Vivace?
Vivace.
V-I-V-A-C-E. Vivace.
It's Italian, Mark.
No, no, I'm completely open to embracing the arts and crafts of people from around the world.
Particularly women in black bondage outfits.
You would have
liked it. I thought, if only Mark Maron had come here, he could see that.
I'm not a bondage guy. I kind of like just, you know, women who maybe look a little sad.
Oh, no.
You would have kind of got it. Used to hang out in front of the Port Authority bus terminal here in New York and just sort of...
Well, no,
the
I
sad looking
no,
girls that are
no.
coming off the bus, got no train fare.
It's weird because my wife is such a, like a butch, kind of like, you know, dominatrix-y.
She
you
is
know.
Not. She's beautiful and feminine. We've seen her.
No, but in behavior, I mean, she can kick my ass. She really, I mean, physically, she could kick my ass.
Good.
Oh, my goodness.
I like her already.